Respect all participants. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with our thought for today. Respect all participants. We have a tendency to think that what we see in life is not reality. We think that what appears before us is not real. It is not something that we're responsible for. We're only responsible for the things that we have brought forth ourselves, like our family, our children, our school, our community, and even that, it gets a little bit distant from the home base. However, if we respect all the participants in the game of life, we'll find that we have a totally different opinion of what goes on in our world. For we are the creator. I am the creator of every experience that takes place in my life. I am the creator of all the people who are in my life. I am the creator of all the activities that take place in my life. It doesn't matter what they may be. I'm the creator. I am the one. Each is me. Every single being on the face of the earth that I'm cognizant of is me. And every single person on the face of the earth who I am not cognizant of is also me. In fact, in the vastness of outer space, in the projection of people on other planets, in other galaxies, in other universes, as strange as it may seem, I created them. It's true, it's not the finite Herb Byerly that created them, but it's the infinite Herb Byerly who created them. It's the infinite who goes by another name, that is one that cannot be taken for granted. The other name might be God. It might be absolute. It might be is. Whatever the name may be, that in that being, in that awareness, in that name, I have created all that exists and all that ever will exist. And from that point of view, I have to respect all participants. Now, I don't have to respect the participants to do the actions that they do. I have to respect the participants that they exist. Now, the actions that they do also are my creation. The actions that they do also are whatever causes I have put into motion relative to them. Now, that I am not cognizant of all in the universe, the allness, the isness, and so forth, makes me no less responsible. For every thought I think is my thought. Every action I take is mine. Everything that I do, no matter what it may be, no matter how far from the appearance world that I live in, that I think I live in, I'm responsible. This is why it's so important for all of us, especially for me, to keep my thought pure and beautiful about every circumstance that takes place in my life. It is so important for me to recognize that as the Creator, I have created everything good and very good. I have not created bad people in my world. I have not created people who are less than perfect. I have not created people who are less than me. Every being, every existence is my creation, and it is a good creation. Now, I have a world that I call the world of illusion. It's a game world, one in which actions take place and don't take place. We look at the fun that we give to our children. We give them computer games. And we give them violent computer games in which they blow up whole cities, or they create cities. They shoot at each other. They kill each other. They destroy each other. They annihilate each other. We teach violence. We teach all of these things through these games that we give to our children. And we think we're not responsible? Who created that? We did. It's not the children that created these games, it's the adults. It's we individually, Actually, if we let the children play their games and did not forewarn them of a game and a world of violence, they would not have violence in their world. They would not consider anything violent. They would consider only those things which are beneficial to them and helpful to them. We can become as little children, and we can enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of right action, peace, and love, and harmony. And as we do this, we leave behind all the violence. We leave behind all that which would hurt our neighbor and ourselves. We leave behind all that which we say is not what we want to participate in. You can take the finest minister, the finest priest, the finest rabbi. You can take the finest leader of any culture. You can take the finest psychologist, psychiatrist. You can take the finest philosopher. And if there is some tragedy somewhere, and you're driving down the freeway, and it happens within your awareness, your attention, I would say almost 100%, is drawn to that incident. Your attention is drawn to that incident because you want to see what's going on. You like that little tinge of violence, and you like it even better when it does not concern you. However, if it happens at all in your awareness, it concerns you. It concerns you very much. Because if you see an accident, then the thought goes through your mind, maybe there could be another accident and I might be involved. Foolish thought, that's true. But the thought goes through the mind. This is how the mind that opens itself to anything less than its highest good experiences it. We're so concerned about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that Adam and Eve were supposedly to have eaten from. Well, they did. As all parents, we attempt to keep our children from understanding, knowing, experiencing violence, understanding, knowing, or experiencing evil or sickness or poverty or any of these limitations. And as we keep them from it, they live in this consciousness of the wholeness without that experience. But then the day comes that we give to all of our children the privilege of eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We shouldn't say it good and evil, but it is all that happens. The tree of knowledge of right and wrong, well, that's the same good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of judgment, of being opinionated. The tree of the knowledge of possession, the tree of the knowledge of being touched. You see, these are all things that we have given to our children. Well, they've got to understand that if they're going to live in this doggy-dog world, you know. They don't have to understand any of these things. We are the ones who think they have to understand it because we keep creating a world in which violence exists. When we respect all participants in the game, we will realize that we will put into the consciousness of all of these participants the truth about them, that they are divine, even as we are. We'll put in consciousness about them that they are whole and perfect, even as we are. An ideal idea in the consciousness of the allness. We'll put into their awareness and their world the reality that they are good and very good. Now these are all relative terms, and as relative terms, they can only go so far. But as absolute terms, they can go a great deal further. But are you ready, am I ready, to take this giant leap from the relative into the absolute? Because in the relative, there is a coziness and a cuddliness. In the absolute, there is a coldness. But the thing is, how many of us have been in absolute? How many of us are aware of what goes on in absolute? We might be surprised. Can you imagine a world in which there's harmony, peace, love, right action, truth? Can you imagine a world in which there's wholeness, purity, integrity. Can you imagine the world? My goodness sakes. My goodness sakes. My goodness sakes. That's right. To be human means to be relative. To be divine means to be absolute. Now, does all of the gentleness, lovingness, caringness, understanding quality that exists as a blessing and that exists, you might say, in absolute, is that cold? Is that undesirable? Is that something that is just pure principle? That's right. It is pure principle. But it is not cold. It has a greater warmth to it and a greater caring. You see, when we see an accident, we say, oh, an accident. See, right away, we have this negative attitude that flows through our system. We hear of a war. Oh, a war! Again, the negative attitude. Sometimes wars are what we like. I will say, they get what they deserve. They were mean people. They're thoughtless and they don't deserve to have freedom. They don't deserve to have this. They don't deserve. Who are we to judge another whom we have created? Let us judge them, if you will, in righteous judgment. Say, they are perfect, they are good, they are beautiful. Well, that's not judgment, is it? No. That's just observation. Perhaps our observation of them being negative is just an observation and not judgment too. A good thing to ponder on. Think upon these things. Respect all participants in the game because each participant is me. And if I am going to allow in my consciousness that there are wars in the world, that there is a lack of peace, there is anything that I consider not desirable, then I am empowering it by my very thought. If I go around saying there is now peace on earth and it began with me, there is now love on earth and it began with me, there is now joy, harmony, wholeness, and on, as I say these things, people think, my, that is a person who's not aware of the facts of life. Well, I recreate the world. I recreate the world that I have created and I leave out the negativity. And I accentuate the positive in everything that I do. And as I do that, I have respect for all the participants. You know, if you're going to play a game, whether it's chess or poker or any game at all, if you're going to go into the gambling casino, if you're going to play their games make them money. And you just willingly give it to them, okay? Why don't you have your own wonderful game and call it the game of your name? And this is the game of Herb. And the game of Herb is peace, love, joy, harmony. The game of Herb is to look at every person who comes into his life as abundant, as healthy, as whole, as pure. The game of Herb is to look at the weather around him and say, isn't it glorious? The rain is exactly what we want. The snow is exactly what we want. Everything, or we can say, like some of the gurus on the mountaintop, living in the Himalayan mountains, having their own, maybe square acre, if you will, or an acre that's beyond square, cubic acre, where the weather is always perfect, the plants always grow beautifully, the river and the stream runs clear and crystal. Everything is in its, if you will, ideal form. Yes, that can be done. And that is done by those who put the right causes in motion for that sort of a response. We must respect the participants, because each one we have created. Now, be outlandish, be crazy, be wild, and be a creator that is exciting and good. And create everything in the harmony of your heart, as I create everything in the harmony of my heart. And as you create these things, the world takes a new look, a new vision, just for you. Because you are now living as an example of purity, wholeness, goodness, right action, truth. You are fantastic. You are glorious. Respect all the participants, starting with yourself, because each participant is me. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.